This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A bipartisan group of senators announced plans this week to make it easier for smaller banks to comply with Federal Reserve regulations. Smaller banks would get easier rules. Proponents say this would spur lending. But note that some medium-sized banks are coming up with ways to trim themselves down to take advantage of this. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more.
Nobody likes red tape. Some bankers have begun to realize they can ditch their holding company structure, where a parent company owns the bank, and drop the Federal Reserve as one of their regulators. It's a strategy to boost profits when low interest rates keep bank business flat.
It cuts down on their costs quite significantly.
Lawrence Baxter is a law professor at Duke.
It's managerially a little cleaner and a bit simpler.
But there's a price to pay if banks go this route. They'll still do all the traditional bank lending, but George Washington Law School's Arthur Wilmarth says the more streamlined structure prohibits an institution from owning insurance companies and securities trading.
It can do very well as a traditional plain vanilla bank. It does not see any advantages to behave like a Wall Street enterprise.
With fewer regulators on watch, does this make it easier for bankers to engage in risky behavior? Even without the Fed, the FDIC and others are still on the job. The real question, will those regulators keep the banks in line? I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.